Hello, hello, and welcome to Alchemy Mindset. I'm your host, Anna Hasty, business mindset coach for women and a sound healer. If you are ready to become the most aligned, magnetic, and confident businesswoman you are worthy and deserving of being, then this show is for you. This is where I share everything from mindset, energy, and spirituality, and how to embody your future self in business and life. Sprinkle that with deeply relaxing sound healings and meditations, and you have the Alchemy Mindset podcast. Hit subscribe so you always get the latest episode. Now let's begin. Hello, hello, dear listener. It is such a pleasure to have you here tuning into this episode on the Alchemy Mindset podcast. Today, I am sharing with you my easy three-step healing process that I actually did while I was on my silent retreat in Bali. So if you'd heard the previous two episodes, 62 and 63, where I shared all about my experience in Bali and being in silence for 7 days, you would have heard me talk about some of the healing that I did during the time and that I would share this healing process with you in this episode. But if you haven't heard any of my experience in Bali, jump back to episodes 62 and 63. Have a good listen. I hope you find it really inspiring. If you don't want to listen to it, that's fine. You've just tuned into this episode because you feel inspired to. Amazing. Welcome. So I'm so happy that I'm sharing this with you today. So I will just say that with this healing process, it wasn't something that I had already planned or knew that I would do when I was in Bali. One of my aims in Bali was to spend some time just healing and releasing and clearing some mindset junk that was sitting there, some of that negativity, some of those emotions and feelings that are just not serving me, as well as give healing to certain things and events that have happened in my life around people, around some like minor incidences and some bigger things that had happened as well. And the core part of this process, literally step number two, is what I share with my clients in a coaching session or in a one-to-one sound bath healing. But during my holiday, I created this process and it just worked so well for me that I thought, you know what, this is worth sharing because it's something that you can do when you feel like you've got those little things that come up where you're just like, oh my God, I can't believe that happened. I can't believe I said that. I wish that never happened between me and that person, or I really want to heal and let go of that painful memory, or even like big or little trauma that may have happened in your life. This process is something that you can do to create inner peace and ease within yourself and heal some of those reoccurring emotional and potential physical pain and patterns that have been caused by certain events. Now, I just want to say, and you can do this when you have the time and space and you're ready to let go. And that's probably the biggest step, recognizing that there's something that needs to be healed, something that needs to be cleared and released, and then allowing yourself to, I guess, like manifest or make space and time for that to happen. And that's why I went to Bali. But you know, you don't have to go to Bali. You don't have to go on a retreat. You just need to dedicate some time to do this. And it's not a big, lengthy day program or process. It can literally take like less than half an hour, maybe even 20 minutes, but you just need some space and some time to do the process. So this process helps you to just let go of those emotions caused by those experiences. And sometimes it's those emotions that we're continuously living in the shadow of. And they constantly get dredged up when we think about that incident or that moment or that thing that happened. And then it creates a whole turmoil of other emotions and thought processes and things like that. So you're just literally letting go of these emotions and clearing it. We can't change the past. Like we cannot literally go out into the world right now and bring back something from the past. Okay, maybe you can find like a photo or some sort of memento, but you can't necessarily physically bring back that specific moment in time, but you can change the way you feel and even the way you think about it. Now, I just want to say, huge, massive warning, and I guess a bit of a caveat here. If you're currently seeking counseling or therapy, you may want to do this under the guidance of your therapist or your counselor, particularly if you feel like it may leave you feeling a little bit unstable, or maybe it may dredge up more things that you've been currently working on or you didn't realize that you needed to work on. I know you're an intelligent person, so I trust that you will use this as a process that feels right for you and in a way that you feel supported doing it, okay? So if you do this and something comes up afterwards, know that healing is occurring and things need to settle and rest in your body physically and energetically. So sometimes after a healing, we may feel a little bit uncomfortable. We may feel like other emotions are coming up. Just give yourself a little bit of space and time to let things settle and then see how you feel afterwards. If you're still feeling like things are really, really difficult or really unstable, then please seek help. Get in touch with myself, or if you're currently under the guidance and the support of a counselor or a therapist, make sure you get in contact with them as well. But I understand, and I hope you're in a position where you can make this choice as to whether you want to do this or not, and whether or not you're in the right space and frame of mind, I guess I would say, to do this process. Anyway, have a listen, see what you think, see what you feel, if it's going to benefit for you, and then take it from there. But I trust your judgment, right? Now, there's three steps. The first step for this is that you're going to journal the event. You've recognized that something happened, it makes you feel uncomfortable, you want to clear it, you want to release it, you want to stop that cycle of feelings and emotions around it, you want to be that better person from it and because of it, and you're ready to let it go. So I journaled a lot during my time in Bali on many things. And when I felt like there was some of those sometimes niggly, cringy, worthy, like, ugh, memories that came up, I journaled on them. When it was the bigger and deeper stuff, when it was towards a particular person or an event, I journaled on it. So I wrote a letter to that person or event explaining what happened and why it hurt. So for you, write a letter to that person or event explaining what happened and why it hurt you, and take time to see it from all sides and write for as long as needed. This is why you need to give yourself space and time. Maybe you do this first and then you just put it down for a day or a few hours and you come back and do the next step afterwards. You choose. But just take time to also see it from all sides, because it's easy for us to like sometimes write, I feel like this, you did this to me, it's unfair, blah, blah, blah. But also if you take a moment just to see it from their side and maybe just sit in their shoes, it can sometimes shed a little light of like, okay, I understand. I understand how you played a part in this. I understand how I played a part in this. And it's a step in process in healing. I did that. I wrote from my perspective, and then I wrote from a place of like, I understand that you blah, 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 or I understand that you may have been blah, blah, blah. So if you don't really know where to start when it comes to journaling on the event, you could start by saying, dear person or dear event, this is how I'm feeling. This is what comes up for me, and this is how it affects me. I understand why. I acknowledge my part. This is why I'm ready to let go of this. This is why I am ready to heal this. This is why I'm ready to change. So you can use them as journal prompts, but I can tell you one thing. When you start writing, you just start writing. Maybe you write down the whole entire event as it happened, and then from there, you can use that to process other things, your feelings, your thoughts, emotions, how it's affecting you now, how you want to feel different about it, how you want to feel different about that person or event, all those things. But if you use some of those journal prompts that I've just given you, that may give you a bit of insight and help you get the writing process flowing. Now, if you're not a big writer, you could also voice note this into a little document on your phone. Maybe a little bit hard to do the third step. You'll know why soon. But we can make a process around that, right? So if you're not a writer, you can voice note. I love voice noting. It's very therapeutic. It's really easy. It's really fast. Maybe that's why I love podcasting. So yeah, you're an intelligent person. As I said before, you'll figure it out. But yeah, there's some little journal prompts. First of all, write down, journal the event, journal what happened, journal how you're feeling and what you want to feel and how you want to be afterwards. Now, the next part is the releasing part. This is the part that I spend a bit of time doing down at the fire pit in the evenings. You don't necessarily have to have a fire to do this, but I would suggest find yourself in a comfortable, calm and quiet and uninterrupted space just to give yourself time and place to do this meditation. Now, what I did for the clearing was the Ho'oponopono prayer. Now, if you don't know what Ho'oponopono prayer is. It's a very powerful clearing exercise that has been created by the Hawaiians, who strongly believed and continued the practice of forgiveness. Ho'oponopono means to make right twice. So by making right with others, you're making right within yourself. By accepting what happened, you're also accepting yourself. And it plays a role in the law of divine oneness. By forgiving and accepting myself, I'm forgiving and accepting you. And by forgiving and accepting you, I'm also forgiving and accepting myself. Now, within this process, there's four sentences or phrases that you need to say to be able to create this healing process. And you say them repetitively until you feel like the clearing is done. The first part is, I'm sorry. You say, I'm sorry, to acknowledge the part that you took in within this particular relationship or the past or the situation, that you're acknowledging and accepting what happened, that you held on to this anger and resentment, and that you're letting this get in the way of fulfilling your life purpose or whatever it is you want to do. So you say, I'm sorry. The next part you say is, please forgive me. You're asking for forgiveness as well as the same way as you're giving forgiveness. And you're again accepting what happened, and you're accepting that it cannot be changed, and that you're asking for forgiveness for yourself for holding on to this thing, this event, this situation, this relationship for far too long. Thank you is for thank you for the healing. Thank you for the clearing. Thank you for giving me this opportunity to release this. Thank you for giving me the opportunity to let this go. You're grateful for the experience, the lessons, and the opportunity to start afresh. So it's thank you. Thank you for the teachings within this. And the last part is, I love you. And all is healed with love. And that I infuse you with love, and I give you love, and I bring love to myself, and I love myself, and may love heal all. So the phrases are, I'm sorry, please forgive me, thank you, I love you. Now, for some of us, and I know myself in particular, when I heard that and I thought, well, I'm willing to give this a go, but why the hell do I have to say all these words when I wasn't the person doing the wrong thing? In a way, like, you know, if I was healing a relationship where I felt like I had wrong done by me, why the hell am I saying, I'm sorry and please forgive me and that I love you? Because I don't. But again, we have to remember this is make right twice. As I was explaining to a client the other day when we did this, and she said, you know, it really was hard for me to say those words towards this particular person who did wrong by me. And I said to her, at the end of the day, you and I live in a higher place and spiritual alignment than that person. They're still in that 3D lower vibrational place. They're not in the same place where you and I are. We are spiritually gifted or aligned, I would say is the right word, to be able to do the healing for both of us, and we have to initiate it. They're never going to do that. They're never going to do it unless they choose to do the healing work. But if we want the forgiveness and wit from them, and if we want the love from them, and if we want them to apologize, it's like we have to be the healer in this process and know that what we're saying is initiating the healing from them to us as well. So while you may be saying, I'm sorry for the part I played, you're actually saying sorry as if they were saying sorry to you. Like they're saying, sorry, I did this and this is the part I played in this relationship. Remember, this is about making right twice. So the words can feel uncomfortable, but they're extremely, extremely powerful. So the process I did, and I'm going to give this to you step by step, right? And this is something similar I lead my clients through as well. So you do this through a meditation, and whatever comes up for you is perfect for you. However you lead yourself through this meditation is right. Don't worry about it if you don't follow what I say. Don't worry if it comes up different. Just know you're doing what feels right. Basically, you imagine yourself in a safe place and there's a brilliant fire burning in front of you. It's a healing and cleansing and clearing fire. And on the other side of the fire, you call in the person or the event or the situation, the energy entity of whoever it is that you want to get their healing from. You call them in and you see them standing opposite you. Now, between you and them, there's a cord that's still attaching you to this event and this process and this whatever's happened. You imagine that you cut the cord with some magical healing clearing scissors, and the cord falls into the flames and it gets disintegrated and it gets transformed into love and light, something much more beneficial. Then you have to take the root cord. Basically, you know, you cut the cord, but there's still like a bit of it stuck within you. You're going to rip that out and chuck it into the fire just as they do, and it goes into the fire. And then you're going to say at that time, I'm sorry, please forgive me, thank you, I love you. And you're going to say it over and over and over and over and over again, at least a minimum of 10 times. I say it for 10 times for my clients, at least 10 times, so that you can feel that the release work is starting to happen. Now, you may also notice that there's other cords or hooks or ties between you and this other person. Use those magical scissors, cut them, release them, continue doing the work until you feel like you are free. Then you imagine a light coming out of your heart and a light from their heart, and it's going to circle in and around you both like a figure eight, but like an infinity symbol. So as it intertwines you and them, you then just say, I release you, I release you, I release you, I release you. And you just say that for as long as you feel like it's right. Now, once that process has happened, you could then imagine them stepping into the fire, which is a healing and cleansing fire, and imagining the fire coming up in the flames, like really releasing and clearing themselves as well. Because while we're doing the healing for ourselves, we want them to do healing as well. We want them to feel better about themselves. We want them and their soul and their spirit to receive healing so that they can go on and be a better person, or maybe even take steps to initiate their own healing. And it just clears everything in all space-time continuums. It just helps everything on every timeline, energy line, and it clears all things. You're receiving healing, it's time for them to receive healing. So we just see them in this light, being cleansed head to toe. We send them love. We send them love. Now, that can be sometimes hard when we don't want to love them, but we send them love. We wish them well, we release them, we let them go. And just imagine that they've then been sort of evaporated into the fire and that they're in a better place. Then you can step into that fire and just imagine those flames coming up and clearing and cleansing and releasing anything that's stuck or stagnant within you, anything final or residual, anything that needs to be let go of. Just imagine it's a healing, cleansing fire. You're not going to get burnt. It's not even hot when you get in there, right? So imagine these flames coming around, healing and cleansing you. And then when you step out of the fire, if you feel like there's still more work to do, then call in the next person. But if you feel like you're done, come back gently to the present moment and continue with the next part. So the next part is then to burn that letter or journal entry to let it go, to release it. Now, when I sat around the fire, I did all this visionary work. I did this meditation. And then when I was finished, I literally ripped up my letter. I ripped out pages of a book. I just ripped it up and I chucked it into the fire and I was like, I'm done. I've released this. And then you can ask yourself, how do I feel now? Is it still there or is it just gone now? For me, when I checked in, I could see the people, I could see events, whatever it was that I was clearing, but I felt different about it. I didn't actually feel weighed down. I didn't feel like my heart felt heavy. I didn't feel emotional about it. Yes, it happened and I can never ever change that, but I can acknowledge that I feel different. I felt lighter. I felt happier. I felt clearer and I felt less weighed down. So ask yourself, is it there or is it just gone now? Now, the final part within this, once you're burning the letter, is to commit yourself to your new self. How are you going to continue healing through love and forgiveness? Because you've done the healing work, you've asked them for forgiveness, you've forgiven them, you've forgiven yourself, they've forgiven you. What are you going to do to continue this process of love and light? Say, for example, if you think of that situation or if you meet that person again, like I'm going to say it, I did healing around a family member who's still alive and in my life. So I'm going to see them regularly. But how am I going to act and how am I going to be moving forward in a place of love and forgiveness? Am I going to allow myself to slip back into old patterns and ways of being? Or am I going to acknowledge that I've done the healing and that I'm ready to move on? That's all a part of about creating energetic boundaries. If you're going to continue falling into those cycles of whatever it is that you've just released, you're not healing yourself and you're not healing the situation. You're just allowing yourself to fall into cycle after cycle of pattern, repetitive pattern, and pattern and pattern and pattern, cycle, cycle, cycle of the same thing and not moving forwards. And that's a shame because you don't need to be like that. It's a waste of energy. It's a waste of your time. You've done the healing work. I'm going to put it on my heart here and say, I can pretty much guarantee you will feel better. You will feel better for having done this. And you probably will feel lighter, and you probably will think of that situation or event or person and feel different about it. But how are you going to continue forwards now? Are you still going to wear that event and what happened on your sleeve as a badge of honor and like, this happened to me and blah, blah, blah? Or are you going to be like, I'm done, I've released this. I acknowledge it happened, but I choose to be different about it now because I feel different about it now. So I hope that makes sense. It was a bit of a revelation for me afterwards. It's like, yeah, I did this work, great. But how am I going to be when I see this person? How am I going to feel when I interact with this person? Am I still going to allow old patterns come up, even though I've healed a situation? Or am I going to move past it because that's not there anymore? And if anything, I have to say in reflection of all this, as I'm speaking now, it's like it's almost like sometimes harder to fall, to like conjure up that old shit again. When it's not really there anymore, is choices. You have a choice how you want to move forwards. I honestly believe that. Now, if you still feel like there's residual stuff sitting there, take time to explore that. Is it still around that certain person or event, or is it something else that's coming up from the deeper shadows? Because let me just say, we're onions, as one of my yoga teachers would say, we're constantly peeling back the layers to reveal more stuff to let go of. Maybe you need to repeat the peeling process, or maybe you need to seek further guidance and support. You be the judge of you. You see how you feel. If you still feel like there's something there, what is it that you would do normally to do when you do your healing work? Journal, write, scream, dance it out. I don't know, go get a Reiki healing, receive a sound bath. What else would you do to help clear and shift those things? Where does it sit in your body and what does it feel like? What does it mean for you? So explore that and just see if there's anything else that needs to be let go of. Maybe you just need to sit a little bit in that place and continue imagining that you're still releasing stuff that's still stuck there. Sometimes I see things coming out of me like ropes. And I've got to keep pulling the rope out until there's no more rope. And then I know the whole thing's gone. Maybe it's something like that. So be discerning, be kind to yourself, and just tune in and see what else needs to happen. How do I need to shift this? Is there anything else? Now, as I said before, so when it comes to burning this letter, you don't have to have a fire pit. You could just literally burn it with a lighter, you know, a place where you're not going to set everything up in flames. But if you've done like a voice note on your phone, how do you do that without burning your phone, right? Well, delete the voice note. Done. That's easy. But you could also write a letter saying, you not necessarily write a letter, but you could write it on a piece of paper saying, I now officially declare that I've released this thing, blah, blah, blah. And then you could burn that as part of the ceremony if that helps you complete the process. So in a nutshell here, the three-step process is identifying what needs to be released, write about it, journal about it, look from it at all sides if you can, write about how everything is affecting you, however it makes you feel, all the things, write until you feel that even that process has helped release it. Then do the Ho'oponopono prayer. I'm sorry, please forgive me, thank you, I love you. And then cutting cords into a fire or a flame or however you even feel like it needs to be done. And then repeating the words, I release you, I release you, I release you. Send love and light to this person or event or situation and receive love for yourself. And then once you come out of your meditation, burn the letter and commit to your new self. How are you going to continue? Now, if that's something you feel really excited to do and you would love to have someone lead you through that process because you know within yourself that doing it yourself is going to be a bit tricky, you'd love to be guided or supported in that, book in with me. So I can give you two options. First of all, you can either do a 90-minute mindset coaching session, particularly if this is something that can help lead you towards strengthening your confidence, your self-esteem, create more motivation, and make progress to achieving your business goals. all those kind of things. If this is something that can be helped release towards you and your business, do a 90-minute coaching session with me. Let's do it. It's a perfect time frame for me to do that work on you. Healing yourself is one of the steps. Working on yourself is just one of the steps towards working on and having a successful and thriving business. Trust me. I know. I see this in my clients. Or if you don't have a business and that's not of interest of you, book in for the one-on-one online sound bath healing. Now, these healings are deeply powerful as well. I do all the magic as what I would in a 90-minute mindset coaching. I bring in quantum multidimensional healing. I bring in the NLP. I bring in Reiki. I bring in sound baths. I bring in the Ho'oponopono prayer, and it's really magical and it's all tailored to you. So if either of those spark your interest and you really want to do this work and this healing work, get in contact with me. Send me an email at hello@annahasty.com. I don't even know my own email address. Send me a DM on Instagram at Anna F. Hasty, or jump onto the links below and have a read, book in for one of those appointments. Let's get started and clearing and healing that stuff that you no longer need in your life. Let me know. Let me know if this is something you would do yourself or if you want support on. Let me know if you've done something similar like this before and how did it go for you. Let's have a chat. I'd love to find out what you think of this three-step healing process. Have you done the Ho'oponopono prayer before? And how did you feel after doing it? I love, 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 love hearing about how people have shifted and transformed doing really powerful and efficient healing work. Anyway, that's the end of this episode, my dear. And I can't wait to come at you with episode 65. Oh my goodness. This lady here is creeping closer to episode 100. I still don't know what that's going to be about, but I want it to be really special and really cool. I'll think of something. So have a fabulous day, no matter where you are. Have a fabulous evening, if that's the case for you. Sending you so much love, and I'll speak to you in the next episode. Bye. Thank you so much for tuning in and listening to today's episode. Please rate and review this podcast so that it can continue to thrive and reach more listeners. I love to know who my listeners are, so please screenshot this episode and tag me on Instagram at Anna F. Hasty. And I look forward to connecting with you in the next episode.